Good morning. My guest this morning is Amy Owen from the DeRosa Preserve. She is the curator. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Talk just a little bit about the preserve and where it is, how it works, and so on.
Sure. Well, DeRosa is a contemporary art museum and sculpture park that is located on just over 200 acres of property in the Carneros region. So we're nestled just between Napa and Sonoma. And the preserve was founded in 1997 and open to the public. And we house the largest collection of Bay Area contemporary art in the world.
Great. Let me ask about Robert Kinmont. This is quite a show that is coming up. Robert Kinmont, a famous artist for many years and someone who has also spent the last almost 30 years really totally out of the public eye and doing something entirely different. So give us a little background on Robert Kinmont.
Sure. Well, Robert is based in Sonoma and has been for over the past 30 years. And he sort of reemerged onto the scene in the art world back in 2005 and has received pretty significant attention in New York as well as in Europe, but not in his own region in California. So we're very excited to have an opportunity to showcase works from both the you know his prior time in the art world from the 60s and 70s when he first gained prominence to more recent works, some of which have never been seen for in addition to some early video works that have recently been transferred from Super 8 to film that are being shown for the first time. So it's a fantastic opportunity to see sort of the conceptual evolution of a really important Bay Area conceptual artist.
Right.
Practice.
The press release says that that during much of this time that he spent his time studying Buddhism and working as a carpenter.
That's correct.
How neat. It will be interesting to see his current work and see what he has taken from his several decades experience out of the art world.
I think that there were, you know, both sort of practical logistical reasons that took him away from the art world, as well as, you know, as he says, the need to meditate and sort of to go within became more important than the act of actually making art.
Right.
And so it is very, it's very interesting to see that sort of emerge in the later work and how that has, you know, and continues to influence his practice.
Also, as so many artists can tell us, being in the art world is not necessarily conducive to making the kind of art you want to make.
Exactly. I think that, you know, Bob is a very, he's a very special person and has sort of a long history of really trying to carve out that space for himself that is not influenced by other trends or artists within the art world. He, in fact, founded his own art school called Coyote in the Eastern Sierra region where he grew up in near Bishop back in the mid-70s as a means to really try to create that for other artists and students to really go deep within themselves to try to find sort of the pure essence of what their, their creativity was.
And the opening reception for his show is November 7th.
That is correct. It's November 7th in our Gatehouse Gallery from 4 to 6 p.m. And the show will open to the public on October 31st, but we'll be formally sort of inaugurating it with a celebration on November 7th.
Right. Well, thank you, Amy, for telling us about it. It sounds like an incredible show.
And thank you so much for the opportunity.
A real event in the art world. So
yes.
let's repeat to people that the Robert Kinmont retrospective, the opening reception is November 7th, and the exhibit itself opens on October 31st and will be there through January 24th. For information, a telephone number, 226-5591, extension 34. And online, it is derosaart.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.